Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Beef prices are the lowest wholesale from the ranchers. They've been in decades, but beef prices are at all-time records in the stores. In fact, wheat and corn and other commodities have plunged, but they're still at record prices in the stores. This is manipulation. There are riots going on continually in Greenland, takeover of government buildings, in Argentina, in Greece, because of the banking implosion that's been done by design. The mainstream media is now saying we're probably going into a depression. They're nationalizing the automakers for a paltry sum of $15 billion, to be precise, a little bit over $15 billion. And so this is very, very serious. Ted Anderson, you know, folks are insane if they don't get into gold and silver right now, especially when you've got it at, you said it's 813. I mean, that's means you bought gold at 740 a week ago, so it's up by 60 and 13, 70-something bucks. And you're going to sell out of these coins very, very quickly, Ted.
Yeah, I mean, we're selling out of everything real fast. That's what's been going on in the marketplace. I mean, my biggest problem is buying. And usually I can find when the prices go down, I can buy again because everybody sort of looks away when the prices are down. I don't know why they do that. I mean, if anybody was smart, they'd be buying like crazy when the prices are down and then profiting from that when the price goes up. But it goes opposite to that. So I just take care of it for you. I mean, I just pick up as much as I can because, you know, darn well, with the economy doing what it's doing, that gold and silver will not stay down for long. I mean, you can't bail out the auto industry without having financial consequences, and that's going to affect the U.S. dollar. I mean, every time we try to bail out jobs and create more, it's just driving down the value of our currency. They're putting money into the system. They don't have money to do all this. They're turning on the printing press.
Well, they've bailed out some brokerage firms now three times, and that doesn't keep them afloat. $15 billion. All three of these companies are having $1 billion-plus losses every month. This is going to do nothing but bring federal control in.
And they're bringing in new contracts for these mortgages where people are defaulting on them. And, you know, that's still more than – it's like 70% of the refixed mortgages are going into default again because the people still aren't paying the mortgages. You know, so government bailout doesn't work no matter what angle you look from it. The reason why the U.S. Treasury – you know, there's notes, bills, and bonds. And the Treasury bond is 20 to 30 years out. Notes are 15-year, last 10-year notes. That's why they call them notes. And then there's bills, and they come due every 30, 60, 90 days. And the reason why the yield is so far down on it is because everybody's trying to flight to cash. They want to put it in somewhere where they're going to know they're going to get their money out right away, and they don't have to worry about market.
Well, then why would you buy when you have to pay a premium to get a Treasury bill for the first time in history? Why would you buy that and then have the government physically hold it? Why wouldn't you just pull it out and have physical cash?
They're looking for a place to park money for safety. And it's institutional money. They have to put it somewhere, and U.S. Treasuries just happen
to
be.
Well, we have the Congress talking about raiding pension funds and taxing them. So hold on to your wallets, folks. You need to get physical gold and silver. Ted has gold at $60-plus dollars under what it currently is, 800-686-2237. Fire out that list of coins again.
Yeah, right now the British sovereign, 242. Francs are at 195. I still have the silver. Silver's up a buck. And I do have the Walking Liberty halves currently right there at 840. I also have some of the $5 moderns in those slabbed holders. They're at 384. I have the Buffalo coin. That's at 1,036. I also have many other coins. Like you said, we have some U.S. Eagles that have become available. You can ask about those. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm accumulating because I can see the market bouncing and dipping. And when it happens, I'm buying. And I'm going to buy as much as I can.
But explain to people, you got to tell them it's the radio special with Alex Jones to get those prices. They'll be paying today's prices, not a week ago's prices, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again.
You bet. Here's the number again if you missed it, 800-686-2237. We'll be right back with Connie Fogel and the Canadian Action Party.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All over the world, illegitimate governments are taking off the gloves, and the public is rioting and defeating them. From Iceland to Greece. But it's too late. The bankers have already looted the country's dry. The Financial Times of London, as you know, reported 2 days ago, "And Now for a World Government" was the headline, admitting that it is a tyrannical world government for your own good. There's also an article out of the London Telegraph today by Mr. Pritchard admitting that people are rioting because the New World Order is tyrannical. And we see the same tyranny in Canada. You have the Parliament. You have Mr. Harper, Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister, losing seats. He should leave. They move to kick him out. And so he goes to the Governor General of the Queen, the true power in a Commonwealth. Now, the people are the real power, but and if they knew things were really being run by the Crown, they would know how illegitimate it was and stop it. That's why the Crown's never wanted to use this power. Though they've used it in Australia back in the 70s, was the last time we've seen this in a major Commonwealth. Canadian Prime Minister wins suspension of Parliament. This is from last Friday, December 4th. Now they've done it again, but I wanted to reread this before we go to Connie Fogle. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper won a rare suspension of Parliament last Thursday, managing to avoid being ousted by opposition parties angry over the minority Conservative government's economic plans and an attempt to cut off party financing. Governor General Michelle John, the representative of Queen Elizabeth, Canada's head of state, agreed to Harper's request to shut down Parliament until January 26th. Parliament was reconvened just weeks ago after the October 14th election. Harper's request for the suspension was unprecedented. No prime minister had asked for Parliament to suspend to avoid a confidence vote in the House of Commons. Now, when we posted just the top couple paragraphs and linked to this last week, people went into Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they just said, Alex Jones is a liar, the Queen doesn't run anything, the Parliament runs everything, this is a lie. That's delusional thinking, just like we posted the article, and now for a global government. People went into the comments and said, it's not real, that article doesn't exist. Direct link to the Financial Times of London, saying world government's real, saying it's tyrannical, and saying it's a good idea. I mean, this is mental illness, ladies and gentlemen, or these are disinfo operatives. Of course, Connie Fogel and the Canadian Action Party have caught police dressing up as anarchists and attacking other police. That made national news earlier this year. They've got out a new article, Canadian Prime Minister suspends Parliament again. And just to let you know who Connie Fogel is, she's a great lady. As a former leader of the Canadian Action Party, a lawyer and former teacher, Fogel lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, where her late husband, Harry Rankin, was a longtime progressive city councillor. She's an anti-globalization activist and was an opponent of the trilateral agreement on investment for the North American Free Trade Agreement. She has also been active with the Canadian Liberty Committee, and it goes on and on. But Connie, good to have you on with us. Appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you very much for including me. Your show is very popular, and I'm very pleased to be part of it today.
We're pleased to have you here. Why are Canadians and Americans in denial about this, and what's really happening?
Well, denial is the word I was thinking as you were talking. Maybe it's human nature. People don't want it to be so bad. They just don't want to accept that that's the way it is. And it's easier to deny than to face something, because facing takes a lot of courage, and it also means adjusting yourself. It also means taking on courage. It also means maybe having to take a tough stand and really having to fight somewhere.
Yeah,
that's facing very
that you really live in a puppet dictatorship under a imperial governor, and that the queen really runs things, and that you're still under a queen's hard to deal with.
Yeah, that's right. People don't want to face that. And the reality of just exactly what's happened is pretty shocking. And it goes even worse, because what's just happened now is that the Liberals have changed their leadership just instantly. There was going to be a leadership change come May, but they got rid of Dion, who was the person that was supportive of a cooperation in the coalition to get rid of the Harper minority government. Now they put Ignatieff in, who is a... He's a globalist. He's probably a Harperite as well. And they're now going to sit down, the two of them, and there probably won't be a coalition to defeat the Harper government. That is to move the minority opposition forces in power. It's very interesting when you have these minority governments, you know. They can be quite democratic. But what we see happening here is that the people that are in the elected positions, they've got to the point where they're so greedy, they're so arrogant, they just have such an abuse of the people's wish that they just go along and do what they can manage to do. And what they've done here in the Liberal Party, they've put a leader in without going to their own membership.
Right, let's stop there and explain how this works. What happens is, once nations start going down into corruption, there's then a snatching and grabbing phase where they know everything's imploding, so they're just stealing everything that's not nailed down, including the kitchen sink. And so, because it revealed that the Queen really runs things, that the Governor General really runs things, they have to go in now and take over the Liberals that were trying to rightfully take control of the government. So they're having to go in now and take those guys over to then create the illusion that the power structure has been defeated.
Yeah. But, of course, what it is all complicity with the power structure. And it's really disgusting and disgraceful. Unfortunately, in Canada, the Canadians are so much more... Canadians are slow to really take action and to fight, you know, like contrary to the people in the States. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the citizens of the United States. Maybe you'll complain about them, I know. But on the other hand, you've got stuff written right in your Constitution that's very strong, and you've got groups and organizations in the United States, and you're an example of the power in the United States, of the people, where you really are doing some powerfully good stuff in terms of resistance. We don't have that kind of strength happening. The little tiny voice of the Canadian Action Party was the strongest that there has been. And so, you know, I'm really worried. I'm really worried about what's going to happen to us. The last article you talked about of the global, you know, one world order being in place, that's true. It's funny how you talk about these people writing and saying this isn't happening. What's truly frightening is that enough people don't understand the implications, and the really big thing that scares me, and do I want to jump into this or ask you about this, is the whole depopulation thing that seems to be on the agenda as well.
No, that's it. I mean, they're openly saying in the Financial Times of London and hundreds of other papers, yes, it's a world government. Yes, we are going to come after your liberties. Yes, we're anti-democratic. And then the public is so mind-controlled that they were previously told it didn't exist, so they say, no, no, no,
yeah.
You do not have a link on your website to the Financial Times. You are a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about willful delusion.
I know, but, you know, at one level you can't blame human beings for wanting things to be nice. On the other thing, it's a really wonderful reality that there are people like you and like me who will speak out, and we are way out in front of the other people in terms of following what's going on and knowing and seeing what's really going on, and that scares people. I mean, I've had people tell me, I don't want to hear that, you're scaring me, go away, leave me alone.
Well, they should be scared of not doing anything and the bad guys winning. I don't think they know what a world government means.
No, they don't. They don't. But the important thing is that you continue to talk, I continue to talk, and eventually I've had people come to me and say, like a year later or two later, years later after something, they said, when you said such and such at that time, I didn't agree with you and I didn't vote for you, and I'm so embarrassed and so ashamed and I want to apologize now. So, I mean, they do learn. They do grow. And that's the importance and the value of the work that you're doing.
Yes, and we've now gotten to the point where they're just removing the velvet glove off the iron fist worldwide and saying, okay, it's tyranny, and we run things and you don't.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just like you said in that video I've seen where you stand up and you say, you don't own the world. You don't own things. We're not going to let you. And that has to continue.
What have Canadians said? And then, of course, plug the website so Canadians can, join you and fight back. And really, you are one of the only mainline groups that's eloquently fighting. What did they say 6 months ago when it was all over Canadian papers that, yes, U.S. troops will be used here. Yes, we will police the Americans. Yes, we're in a North American system. Yes, NORTHCOM is basically running Canada. I mean, that was in the major papers. Everything.
Yeah, but still denial. It's in the major papers, but in small sections. And you've got to remember, probably it's the fact that most people don't read papers at all anymore. And it's a major denial. And even if it did happen, they didn't kind of, well, what does it matter? What's the problem? You know, they don't see it. And I think most people still do not know what we're talking about. They don't. This business of the military of each country going into the other, it's really worrisome in terms of what might be shaping up right away and to happen in January. So the crunch is there. And gosh, you know, you hate to be the bad guy, the deliverer of bad news all the time. But on the other hand, I keep going back to the point that it's important. It's important that people must not be afraid, and they must realize that the only thing that's going to make any difference for their lives is for their own courage to take hold.
What are mainline Canadians saying about the Queen openly ruling?
Nothing. Most Canadians, I mean, they like the parliamentary system that we have. There are many who don't. There's groups that don't, large numbers who don't. But the idea of having the Queen in there as the final voice in our things has been something that's been part of our system forever, and there's not a significant force moving to change that, because she's basically been a figurehead. But when you see something like this happening, which, again, most people won't understand its significance. You've hit the nail on the head, and especially when you go back to the One World Order and the power of the Queen of England in that One World Order thing, it's pretty significant. But most people don't have a clue.
Well, it's not a figurehead, because she only shows her power when she has to.
Absolutely. That's right.
I mean, hey, I don't care what your parliament says. I'm in charge. My governor is in charge.
Well, only under certain critical conditions, like we've just seen. But that's the point. The point of the critical conditions is the very time of importance, isn't it?
Bloomberg's reporting that the Federal Reserve is under war powers, under martial law. That's in Bloomberg.
My God.
Oh, yeah. They're announcing they're going to have regular army brigades on the streets of America. It's just incredible. Connie Fogel, I want to get you back up for a full hour in the near future. We've got one little segment left when we come back. Get out the Canadian Action Party website. Tell Canadians how they can join you, some of the fights, where this takeover by the Queen of Parliament is going. And I guess the next thing is they'll just deny the Queen even exists. But the Queen Elizabeth II does exist. She is real, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
All right, Connie Fogle, the 5 minutes we've got left. Plug the website. Tell us where this parliament situation with the king, the queen openly ruling.
Canadian Action Party website is www.canadianactionparty.ca. It's an interesting situation happening in Canada for everybody to watch as we see the state of our parliament now being such that it's really, really not representing the people at all. I'm worried very much about the military move back and forth between the two countries. I just got a notice there are some military in Canada, our own military are on our streets and in some places we never have seen that before. You've many articles from coming from the States talking about the military being in the streets in the United States. So I think the disarray in our parliament is perfect for another major something happening to be able to really get into the emergency measures kinds of action that that have been put in place under the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and a false flag, terrible something happening in the United States, probably at the time of Obama's inauguration. A lot of warnings about that. So people have to be alert. People have to be on guard. And the last thing I want to say is that in relation to an ad that you just had on there, the health movement, the alternative health movement, the supplements are so necessary for us to fight against the impact on us of the attacks on us, actually, say, in the chemtrails and all sorts of things that are used to demobilize us and to make it impossible for us to be strong, to be able to resist what's going to happen, what's coming down the pike. Fight that movement. Stay strong.
Absolutely. How do folks get involved with the Canadian Action Party?
Well, they can go to our website. That's the best way. And they can just click on a dot in there and they can ask to be a contact person or to be contacted, or they can ask to be a member. It's right in there on the homepage.
Getting into population reduction, that is their stated official UN end game. And you mentioned that your take on where all this is going.
Yes, yes, and that's why I'm also saying the alternative, the supplements, to stay strong on that, because of the whole depopulation thing. There's been a lot of talk about that for a long time, as you know, with Brzezinski talking about that a long time ago. And that I think this whole pressure of the attack on these supplements is to prevent people from having natural ways to protect themselves and keep their own immune system strong. That's going to be, I think, the subtle attack on us. It's not going to be some sort of blatant, violent coming down on us by military and police force. It's going to be the whole health thing. It's going to be.
I agree. It's incremental, ambient background being
right.
Incrementally turned up.
Right, right, right. So that's the thing. People stay strong. Keep your supplements. Get involved in that movement to prevent them from making it impossible for us to have access to those supplements. Wanting to make them totally illegal. Be illegal even to grow blueberries in your yard. This is big. We have to protect ourselves.
Yeah, that's in the Codex Alimentarius.
Right.
And they're now raiding Amish milk producers, co-ops that grow organic food. They're arresting them. That's mainstream news. You cannot make this insanity up. It's all about control. The Animal ID Act, the premises ID, how they're taking over everything. In closing, how do you see this whole parliamentary crisis unfolding? They'll just take over the liberals, and then that way the queen can still secretly rule instead of openly ruling?
Well, the liberals, I think, will simply support Harper, and they'll get whatever kind of package that they want, which will facilitate the global, the New World Order whole agenda. There's not going to be a takeover, in my view, right now, of a coalition by the minority parties, because Ignatieff is a Harperite. They're the same. They're the same. Same stripes, and their agenda is the same. It's the New World Order. It's the
so the leadership of the liberals that was actually fighting is now being removed.
Well, the leadership of the liberals, that's right. The people that were in the leadership under Dion, who were wanting to cooperate with the rest of the opposition parties, has been removed, and they put into the leadership of the liberals a person who is a New World Order, Ignatieff.
Let's be clear, in the parliament with multiple parties, not just two. There was a coalition government forming. The people's representatives were saying, get rid of Harper. We're going to go in another direction. What the people want. And the queen came down from her pedestal, waved a magic wand, and said no.
Well, it didn't work quite like that. What Harper did is he goes into the queen's representative here and says, prorogue parliament and let me do the thing the way I want to do it. And she has cooperated with him. The leader of the liberals at the time, Dion, also went to her and said, let us take over. There will not be... We will have the confidence. What's supposed to happen is the Queen's representative is supposed to satisfy herself that the confidence of the Parliament is in place, and then to let that be the way that it runs. Dion went in and said, the group of us that are in the minority, we're together more than Harper's group, and we want to take over, and we have the confidence of the Parliament. She wouldn't go along with them. She went along with Harper, who said, let me just get rid
who
of
does
the Parliament
not have
right
the
now.
Confidence. I mean, she
Absolutely.
Has the final checkmate. She
That's
has
right.
the control, but doesn't like to publicly use it. Connie
right.
Fogel, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Take care. Hope folks get involved with that group. They're wonderful folks. We're going to come back into international piracy, then into the economy, your phone calls, the arrest of the governor, and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. Think about the woman, the girl the night before. But your powers will soon be wanting the way they always.
Don't forget the free podcast. It's sent out every day about an hour after the show to more than 100,000 people that are subscribing. It is free. It is available at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just go to the Listen Live page, and it's right there for you. You just put that code into your iPod or MP3 device. And please spread the word about how you can listen to the show, how you want, where you want, when you want. We have the podcast. We also have the 24-hour-a-day streams. When the show's over after 4 hours, for 20 hours, we restream it until we are back live. Sometimes we do live special reports at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the streams only, not on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and satellite. We're going to be talking to Captain Kelly Sweeney coming up. Heard him on Coast to Coast. Very, very informative a few months ago. I wanted to get him back on. And since he's been talking about the rampant piracy increasing and the chaos on the high seas, very close to shutting down major marine highways in and out of the Suez Canal, and, of course, further away, the Straits of Hormuz, we'll get into all of that with him today with all the rampant piracy. And now the call for a new world order, law of the sea, international body, out patrolling and taxing everyone and killing the freedom of the seas instead of having the regional coalitions defending themselves against Somali pirates and others. But piracy's up in the Caribbean. It's up in the South China Sea. It's up all over the Pacific. It's up all over both coasts of Africa, of course, on the Horn of Africa, over by Somalia. They're going out, in some cases now, 1,000 miles, I was reading. So we'll be talking to him coming up in just one moment for an hour. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. That we're doing that right now to specifically talk about piracy. But before we do that, I wanted to encourage the listeners to give the gift of knowledge this Christmas, this holiday season. PrisonPlanet.tv, all 20 of my films and several films I produced, scores of other films have been authorized to post, hundreds and hundreds of my weekly TV reports, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of in-studio live feeds we've done, massive extras. You'll have like the extra on Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement being 40 minutes long. We did, an hour and 45-minute extra called Endgame 1.5 for members. They're in super high quality. You can burn them to disc, give them to friends and family on any topic you can imagine dealing with the world today. You're trying to wake up friends, family, your boss, your employees, your neighbors, your pastor, your imam, your rabbi, whatever, your yogi, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all available at PrisonPlanet.tv, and right now, it's only 15 cents a day, $5.95 to get a trial monthly subscription. That's the cost of two or three Starbucks coffees, and that funds what we're doing, so it has that added tertiary capillary benefit. You can get a yearly membership right now and get 5+ months free. So you pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free, and that goes until December 25th at PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, your support... The PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, that also funds our web work we're doing. You know, not just the PrisonPlanet.tv servers, but the servers for Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and others. And because of the massive amount of visits we get, that is very, very expensive. And the advertising wouldn't pay for it alone. So your memberships also help us get that job done. So please, this holiday season, 6 users can use one passcode. And so I want you to give it to a few friends and family. Put it in a card and say, I gave you a great video membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Amazing, riveting stuff. You know, tell them it's very adventurous. Tell me what you think. Get them to watch it. Or burn copies of my films on disc off the site. Give them to them that way. But and then even if they don't use the membership, which some might not do, you have your own membership. So give yourself a membership. My present to you when you sign up for it, because the present is, then you can give it to folks. We've expanded the number of people that can use the same passcode at PrisonPlanet.tv. I don't have to recap for people that there's daily piracy a few weeks ago of a ship coming out of Saudi Arabia, three times the size of our largest aircraft carriers, worth close to $1 billion. There is I know that even in the Gulf of Mexico there's been some robberies, not to mention the Caribbean. I know in the South China Sea, I know in the ocean between Japan and China, it is just rampant. I know all over the world it is massively intensifying, because I know a lot of mariners who go out for half the year, 9 months out of the year, who live in Houston, live in Austin, and I talk to them about what they're dealing with. And so we now go to a very interesting individual. Captain Kelly Sweeney is a master mariner, holding the highest captain's license the Coast Guard issues to commercial mariners. He graduated from the California Maritime Academy in 83 with a bachelor's science degree in nautical industrial technology. Captain Sweeney has worked on oil tankers, container ships, it goes on, oceanographic ships, high-speed passenger vessels, large oil spill response vessels, fish processing ships, ocean-going tugboats, a car carrier, a crew boat. He was a officer on a U.S. flag tanker, which was attacked off the Rio Hanino, pronounced that right, Dominican Republic, on Christmas night 2003. In addition to his career as a mariner, Captain Sweeney is also an experienced professional writer. He's a columnist for the widely circulated maritime magazine Professional Mariner, and is the author of the maritime book From the Bridge. With his wife, Frances, Captain Sweeney also operates Maritime Headhunters, a maritime job placement and maritime career counseling company, and encourages our listeners in the maritime industry to contact them at MaritimeHeadhunters.com, MaritimeHeadhunters.com, two other links are ProfessionalMariner.com and MaritimeHeadHunters.com. So it's good to welcome Captain Sweeney, Master Mariner. Man, I just love the sea, but not as tough or smart as you guys, but I do admire your ancient profession, the true explorers. Good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex, and should I say ahoy to you and all your listeners, and it's great being with you.
It's great having you. Well, you've got the floor. Tell us about your own experience, what's happening. You know, take us there.
Okay, well, let's start with Christmas night 2003. I was filling in for at the request of a friend of mine, and I was the watch officer on a ship, an asphalt tanker, and we were Rio Haina, Dominican Republic. And the Caribbean, a lot of people are the real pirates of the Caribbean, and Rio Haina has definitely been designated as one of the high piracy areas. So the company hired two armed guards, and anybody who has my book From the Bridge can see, I can't remember what page, I think it's like page 92 or something. A buddy of mine, a sailor, took a picture of me with the two guards Christmas Day, hours before we got attacked. But in any case, the two armed guards are patrolling the vessel. It's midnight, right after midnight, and I was on the 12 to 4 watch, and all of a sudden, the two armed guards run by the cargo control room where I'm running the show, and I knew we'd been boarded. I hit the silent alarm, we locked down the ship, locked the engine room, I got my two sailors off the deck, and then I started going back towards the stern where the two armed guards were at. And it was very quiet. I eased back there. All I had, merchant mariners are civilians. We don't carry weapons. So I had a big pipe wrench that we used on deck, and that's all I had in a radio. So I'm easing back in the shadows, and then all of a sudden, pow, pow, I hear these shots. I dove into the shadows, and I'm thinking, this could be it. I'm really glad I called my wife Christmas Day, because I might not see another one. So anyway, I'm not sure how long it was. It seemed like hours, but it was probably just a minute or two. There was dead silence. And then all of a sudden, more gunfire erupts, and again, silence. So I wait for a little while, and then I start easing my way back, and all of a sudden the flashlight goes on my face, and thank goodness it's one of the guards. And he's in Spanish, he says, it's okay. So I go back to the stern, and in the water there's a body. He's got half his head blown off. And that's the reality of armed attacks on merchant vessels. And this happened, and I really felt violated and vulnerable.
Now tell us who got half their head blown off.
The pirate did. One of the pirates.
Good.
And he got shot, and the armed guards, in my opinion, saved the vessel. We got hit again before we left port, but it wasn't nearly as strong as the first one, the one when I was on there on watch. But I really felt vulnerable and violated because I was doing what I'd been paid to do since 1981, and that's work in the merchant marine. And when I started school, and we were, pumping cargo, doing what merchant mariners do, and to have this thrown in my face enlightened me and really woke me up to the reality of armed attacks against merchant ships. And it's not Johnny Depp. It's not some fun-loving Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disneyland. This was the real deal. And we had no protection, basically, except those two armed guards. So weaponry is what saved us, and these two experts who knew how to handle the weapons. It leveled the playing field with us and the people who were attacking. They still managed to steal equipment, valuables off the ship, right under our noses.
How many pirates assaulted the ship, or did you ever find out?
I have no idea.
And why would they try to hit the same ship again?
Well, I figured, try once, try again. I really don't know why they went after us again. We were actually tied up to another ship discharging cargo to them, a lighter. And they hit us again, and I think it's because they were desperate, and they were, trying to, we were the main ship in port that time, and they were desperate. That's what I believe.
They're not just attacking big ships, and we're going to get into what's happening across the world now this works, and how we need to get all these ships armed. I think that's the answer. You can disagree. I'm not sure what your view is on that, but I think more guns, less crime.
Oh, I agree with that. We can talk about that, sure.
But what I've been aware of for years is that, and what you don't hear as much about, is the sailboats, the yachts, the husband and wife out getting robbed, especially in the Caribbean, and you never hear about it, the ship gets sold.
Well, the reason you never hear about it is companies who make money on recreational boaters traveling up and down, or people have this dream of retiring and we're going to sail around the world. You don't hear about that, but even as close to a few miles off the coast of San Diego in Mexican waters, armed robbery against recreational vehicles is rampant. I mean, it's almost cliché-ish. At this point, recreational boaters are going in like flotillas. And if you go to any yacht club, especially ones that have a lot of people who are ocean sailors, they'll tell you the cutthroats along the coast of many of the places that are sought after, islands in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central America, down to Costa Rica, they'll slit their throat. They'll dump them overboard. They'll take the valuables. They'll have them at gunpoint. Actually, a famous yachtsman from New Zealand a few years ago was on a racing yacht, and they were tied up. Actually, they were at anchor in a river in Brazil, and they came aboard not knowing who this guy was, and they blew away the entire crew and stole the boat. And they're easy to dispose of. I mean, make a few little alterations, and you can get rid of it, sell the boat, use it, live on it. And these
yacht clubs don't advertise that you need to carry firepower and that you need to have somebody on watch. I mean, this is life and death. They don't tell you. They just sell you the yacht and say, bye-bye, go have fun being murdered.
Well, that's true. That's true. And because nobody wants to advertise the reality of what's going on right now, the lawlessness that's going on.
Yeah, it is truly, you are an adventurer if you take a yacht on these cruises pretty much anywhere in the world now.
That's true. And what makes it even more problematic is that private ownership of weapons is illegal in many countries. So let's say, for example,
that's where you always find the pirates.
And that's where the pirates, of course, well, I mean, they're all over.
Because they want to rape the defenseless people, though.
That's right. And so you have a port where you can't clear customs or immigration when you come in, let's say on a vacation, a recreational cruise, for example. If they find out that you have weapons, they won't let you in the country, or they'll impound your vessel and maybe arrest you. And so people come in unarmed because that's what the law says. And yet they're when they get attacked, what do they have? What we have on the ship is fire hoses against AK-47s and grenade launchers. What the recreational boaters have is even less.
Well, we clearly need to change the laws, but going back to piracy in New York being founded by the Dutch to deal with pirates, the biggest pirate port in the world, back in Captain Kidd's day, they were fencing the stolen goods, and they wouldn't protect the people from pirates. So I've read that, and you're the expert, you can tell me, that it's a lot of these third world countries and others actually work with the pirates, and sometimes the local constabulary dress up, and they're the ones out actually pirating.
Yes, that's true. There was a very famous case, Kwan Song, or I can't remember, but it was a very large bulk carrier carrying bulk ore or grain over in the South China Sea. And they took all the crew members out on deck and beat them to death, tossed them over the side after they slit their throat. They took the ship and the cargo, and they went to a Chinese port where they repainted and renamed the vessel, stole all the cargo, and then sent the vessel out under a different name, under a different flag, and continued to work it.
Was that a Korean or Japanese ship?
It was a Korean ship.
Yeah, that's what a memory serves.
I think it was the Dong Quan. I'm sure I'm not saying that right.
The bottom line is, I've read a lot of the piracy around there is really Chinese government.
Yes, and actually what they found out was, in that particular case, they did apprehend some of the pirates, and it turned out to be the local, in that area, head customs official, was the guy, the leader of the gang.
Unbelievable.
And so, in Somalia, because there's basically no government there, the local warlords are definitely in a relationship with
Well, we're going to cover all that, and maybe I can keep you a little bit longer if you can do it. I know you're busy.
Of course. No
but this is so interesting. But, I mean, backing away from this, do we have any gauge for how much piracy is increasing? It's certainly on the rise, but, I mean, is there any gauge to...
Piracy is up about 500% this year alone. And that's only what's reported. There's a, even by International Maritime Organization announcement and analysis, a half or maybe even more of the piracy attacks are never reported because shipping companies don't want to have their insurance rates raised. So they'll pay the ransom on the sly and in cash in a suitcase of $100 bills, U.S. bills. That's the modus operandi. And not say anything, but it's a lot cheaper than having the insurance rates raised for their entire fleet, so they don't report it. So even by international authorities, at least 50% of the attacks, and I think personally it's a lot more, are not reported.
So they're giving in to the terrorist, and then, and that's what they are. They're giving in to the terrorist, and it's getting worse.
It's getting worse like you wouldn't believe. It's chaos on the high seas.
And by the way, all this cost is being passed on to the people buying goods.
We know who pays it in the end.
Yeah, but you guys pay with your blood, so okay. That's what really matters. Stay there, Captain. Amazing. Captain Kelly Sweeney, our guest. He's the author of a powerful book.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelarex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelarex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelarex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelarex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelarex.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end.
There are riots taking over major government centers all over the world, from Greece to Iceland right now, to Argentina. Thailand's been taken over for 2 months. Rioting, taking over the airports. Government's powerless. The bankers are stealing everything. As societies implode worldwide, corruption is only going to increase. Crime is exploding in the continental United States. It's exploding in Europe. They're not going to tell you it's exploding. Watch your back. 500%, and he's saying that's with about half of the reports coming in. So that's really a 1,000% increase. Before we go any further, briefly, Captain, and we'll get more into it, tell folks about your book.
Well, my book, From the Bridge, is not a book of fiction. It's my own experience. And it has pictures, including those two guys who saved the day in Rio Haina, Dominican Republic. I don't know those guys' names, but I'll always be very grateful to them. And people can pick it up at Amazon.com. It's available there, and it's available on my website, MaritimeHeadhunters.com. If they click on the company info page, they can go there, and they can get a signed copy of the book directly from me.
All right, continue. I've thrown a lot of my points, but here's one final question before you continue with the story and what's currently happening. Why do they so often slit throats and kill people and not just take them hostage? Why beat the whole crew to death? I mean, I guess it's like old-fashioned pirates. They're just degenerate scum.
Well, I think that you, Alex, asked such excellent questions. I was talking with my wife during the break. You're right on, man. Let me tell you, the old style, quote-unquote, is what we talked about with the bulk carrier where the guy's getting their beat to death on deck. But now, in Somalia, there's a new tactic that's spreading worldwide. The pirates in the Malacca Strait and South America are all glomming onto this because money is much easier to hide than a 1,100-foot ship full of cargo. So what they're doing now in Somalia with taking the ships and crews for ransom and basically holding them and getting the money dropped down in suitcases on the deck of $100 bills, American unmarked bills, is the new modus operandi. Now, when companies ham and haw about paying the ransom, and right now there are hundreds of merchant mariners, I believe probably close to 300 or 400, whose lives are in the balance of whether companies are paying the ransom or not. There was one Korean company that tested that, and they started, maybe we're not going to pay the ransom. They brought one of the crew members out, blew his head off, and tossed him over the side to make a point.
Well, they're going to have incredible liability.
Oh, right now, ransoms beget ransoms, and the pirates have extracted officially $30 to $50 million just in the Somali area alone, and by one estimate, close to $150 million, because a lot of it's hush hush. But every time they get more ransom money, they get better equipment. Right now, they're getting, as you pointed out in your introduction, the attacks are going farther and farther out to sea because the pirates are better equipped. They're purchasing faster and more modern vessels, excellent, better weaponry, GPS surveillance, and they have what's called AIS, which is a radio-based technology. They're buying receivers where they can track transmissions from the ships, and they're going to get more and more brazen, and they're going further and further out. The Cirrus Star, that Saudi-owned and Dubai-registered, or I guess it's Liberian-registered tanker, that was taken about almost 500 miles out to sea, which was unheard of just months ago.
And now they're hitting cruise ships.
Yes, they are. There have been two cruise ships that have been attacked in the last week and a half.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back in 70 seconds and continue with Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner. And they were able to fight off an attack in 2003 in the Caribbean Sea, just south of the United States.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. A day.